The Mackenzie Country. The Mackenzie Country is an area of high country between the Southern Alps and foothills of South Canterbury, which is used for farming, tourism, and to generate hydroelectric power. The Mackenzie Country is an intermontane basin located in the Mackenzie and Waitaki districts near the centre of the South Island of New Zealand. It is the largest basin of its kind in New Zealand. In the past, the Mackenzie Country has mainly been used for sheep farming, but more recently, it has also become a popular tourist destination. The basin extends approximately 100 kilometres north to south and 40 kilometres east to west. The Southern Alps form the western edge of the basin. James Mackenzie. The basin was named in the 1850s after James Mackenzie, a shepherd and suspected sheep thief from Scotland. Mackenzie was captured for stealing sheep from a large sheep run. He claimed innocence and escaped. He was recaptured and sentenced to 5 years hard labour, but escaped twice more. Later, his trial was found to be flawed, and he was pardoned. He was admired as a rebel who challenged the wealthy leaders of the time. You can find out more about the history of the Mackenzie Country. Geography. The Mackenzie Country has been shaped by tectonic uplift along the Alpine Fault and by glaciation. Huge glaciers carved out U-shaped valleys thousands of years ago, and the large glaciers and snowfields in the Southern Alps continue to feed the large braided rivers that cross the basin. Major rivers crossing the Mackenzie Basin include the Waitaki, Ahuriri, Hakataramea, Tekapo rivers. The Mackenzie Basin is well suited to generating hydroelectricity, and the artificial hydroelectric lakes of Ruatanawha, Benmore and Aviemore have been created. Other lakes in the Mackenzie Country include Lake Oho, Lake Pukaki, Lake Alexandrina, Lake Tekapo. Around 3,000 people live in this area in 5 settlements at Tekapo, Mount Cook Village, Twizel, Omarama, Fairley. Tourism. Tourism is an important part of the local economy, with sightseeing and skiing attracting thousands of visitors each year. The Oho Ski Field near Omarama and Roundhill at Mount Dobson ski areas at Lake Tekapo are small commercial ski fields popular amongst many living in Canterbury and Otago. Gliding is another common activity within the Mackenzie Basin, and the area was host to a gliding World Cup event in 1995. Due to its clean, dry and dark sky, the Mackenzie Basin is an important area for New Zealand-based astronomy, and is home to the University of Canterbury's Mount John University Observatory, which is also visited by many tourists. What other tourist attractions are there in the Mackenzie Country? Filming. The Mackenzie Country is also a popular location for filming television commercials, documentaries and motion pictures, including much of Peter Jackson's epic The Lord of the Rings film trilogy and The Hobbit film trilogy. Environmental issues. Māori and European settlement in the Mackenzie Country has transformed the once forested land into tussock grasslands. More recently, new farming operations have changed the region with the introduction of irrigation and more intensive dairy farms. Water and waste management is now an issue for the area. The extensive network of canals for hydroelectric schemes posed a threat to the black stilt or kaki, an endangered river wading bird. A captive breeding program was set up, and it is run by the Department of Conservation. The Mackenzie Basin is one of the areas where wilding pines have spread. These weed trees cover large areas, and if left, can exclude native vegetation and reduce the amount of available pasture. Some areas have control measures in place to prevent the trees from spreading. Rabbits are also a problem in the area, affecting farms and native plant species. The Department of Conservation is using 1080 to control rabbits. Imagine you live in the Mackenzie Country. What do you think it would be like? Discuss the advantages and disadvantages of living in this area.